From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting one of Syria's main rebel groups has pulled out of talks. The discussions among opposition groups were aimed at forging a united front ahead of potential talks with the Damascus regime. Ahrar al-Sham said it withdrew Thursday to protest the role given to groups it feels are too close to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. military says the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday coalition airstrikes killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's finance minister, a top leader responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities, and another leader who acted as an executive officer. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men already in jail on separate terrorism-related charges were charged with being part of the plot. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo Wednesday. This is VOA News.